Chapter 1. How Your Parents Met. One Sunday at church, the youth leader asked the senior youth to find out how their parents met and what sustained their relationship or marriage to this day. And whoever doesn't have both parents may ask any couple and grandparents. It was a Valentine project. Given asked her mother, Sheila, how she met her husband, Given father, Joshua. They met when Sheila was around 20 years old. It was not a romantic story, but actually the grace of God. Sheila was an orphan who grew up in an orphanage, and when she turned 19 and completed her grade 12, she was forced to go start life on her own and look for a job. But things were not easy. Sheila and her two friends, Tiny and Angie, went to the city to look for a job. They found a job at one of the restaurants in Waterkloof, one of the Pretoria suburbs, and because Waterkloof is one of the most expensive suburbs in Pretoria, they could only afford to rent a room in one of the flats close to their work, and the three of them shared a room so that they can also share rent. At the restaurant, they met one fake Samaritan man who had evil intentions. He was into a business of trafficking young girls. He was a regular there, and he made himself popular by giving big tips to any of these three girls. And every time he comes, he will ask to be served by one of them. He finally learns that they were orphans and are living together in one room. He lied to them that he often goes out of the country on business, so his house is often left alone. So if they don't mind, they can come and do house-sitting when he goes out of the country, and he will pay them for that service. And since his house wasn't that far from their work, the girls agreed. A few weeks later, he called them and asked them if it will be convenient for them to watch his house for at least 2 weeks, and he will pay them per week, and they will just share the money. So the girls agreed, because over the week the evil man worked so hard to gain their trust and learn more about them. In his house, there were recordings and cameras in every room. After 2 weeks, he returned with a gift for each one of them. He also paid them and spent a week analyzing the video so that he can download it on his app where only his clients have access. On the video, there was one crucial information that made him to increase the price of the girls, and one of his clients, after learning that all three girls were still innocent and never been with a man before, he offered 3 times the price. He was one of the richest men in Africa, who was diagnosed with the HIV virus, and one traditional healer deceived him that if he can sleep with 3 virgins, he will be cleansed in his blood. Therefore, he saw that as a sign and the answer from his ancestors. He transferred the money immediately, and he made arrangement to be flown into the country so that he can fetch the girls himself. So the evil man arranged that the girls should come back to his for the weekend, as he has to hurry back on his business trip. It was on Thursday when he called them again. So the girls went back to his house.